This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. British and European negotiators met to start talking about how they are going to talk about Brexit, how those negotiations are going to go. Those meetings, though, have faded into the backdrop of another apparent terrorist attack in London, the fourth in recent weeks in that country. We got Stephen Beard on the line from London to check in on Brexit and the Brits. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
It has been a rough month or so over there. What's the mood is the question.
Pretty grim. Prime Minister May's authority has been shattered, and that's not an exaggeration. I mean, not just as a result of her losing her overall majority in Parliament as a result of the election, which was obviously bad enough. She's now really been buffeted on all sides. She's received a terrific drubbing over her response to this terrible fire in the tower block. She was very widely criticised for not going down to the site straight away and not meeting the survivors. She seems to be a very unlucky politician right now, unable to do anything right.
Is it possible that now with her on the ropes, the Europeans, just to get to the hard Brexit, soft Brexit question, is it possible that the Europeans are going to say, we've got you right where we want you and here are your terms?
Yes, I mean, I think the overwhelming mood in Europe is they are dumbfounded as the Brits by the scale of May's descent from hero to zero. But they do seem to scent the possibility not just of securing a softer Brexit, but possibly of a no Brexit, which would be very good news for them, since Britain makes a net contribution to the EU budget of some $13 billion a year, and the big net contributors like Germany, France, and so on do not want to pick up the shortfall when the Brits leave. But we've had the new French president, Macron, the German finance minister, and the European Commission in recent days all saying, the door is open. You know, Britain doesn't have to leave. Brexit is not a fait accompli. There's still time to reconsider.
Well, do you think, though, if I went to, or you, since you're there, if you went out to a pub or a fish and chips place or something and said, listen, if you had it to do over again, how would you vote on Brexit? Do you think the people's minds have been changed?
It's very difficult to get the sense of what people are feeling now. I mean, there has been at least one opinion poll which does suggest a change of mind by voters. 53% said they were in favour of a second referendum on EU membership, and 69% said they were against leaving the customs union. Well, that would mean that Britain would not be able to negotiate its own trade deals, one of the main selling points of Brexit. But it's an opinion poll. And we all distrust opinion polls now, don't we? The polls have been all over the place.
They have on everything. But it's worth pointing out here that 53% in favor of a new referendum is more than the exit vote got a year ago.
This is absolutely the point. So, but it is one poll. And, you know, those are the opinion polls during the election campaign in aggregate said that Theresa May would get a large overall majority. Mm-hmm. So we know what happened to that prediction.
Stephen Beard in London for us as those Brexit talks about talking begin. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.